Good Thursday morning. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3 at 6:05. A little chilly again this morning, but we will be in the mid to upper 50s with some sunshine later today.
I am ready for it to be summer. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah. It always gets like this time of year where we get one more real cold spell, but at least from what I've seen, I don't think we're going to get any more snow. Luckily, we lucked out this year where the end of March-ish kind of snow. I think Colorado's getting snow this weekend. There's still some places that are going to be getting some winter stuff. So, yeah, I'll take the 80s and 90s like right now. I'll go ahead and take that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. When we have a mild winter like that, that means really bad snakes, really bad mosquitoes, really bad ticks. So just be aware of that.
I don't want no snakes and skeeters now. We don't need that. Those can stay away.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, absolutely. They can definitely stay away.
But at least it'll be, as we're all quarantined at home, it'll be a nice day outside today. So if you want to let the kids go play in the front yard, they can.
Absolutely. All right, so we've got positive news stories to put a smile on your face. That is coming up in about two songs. This one deals with a restaurant owner and Tiger King.
What?
Glorious. He's so creative. I got to give him that. We'll do this coming up. Right now, we've got Harry Styles. It's Lexington's all new Hits 103.
It is 6:13. Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3.
We've got Tell Me Something Good, positive news stories to put a smile on your face. It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Tell me something good.
All right, so there's this restaurant owner in Indiana who totally gets it. Like, he is in with the times. He was like, here's the deal. I'm going to dress as Tiger King and get the whole haircut, everything, to raise money for his employees. And he did just that. He cut his hair and dyed it to look just like Tiger King. And now he's using the money that he raised to pay his entire staff.
That's so cool.
Tell me that's not genius.
It is genius. So he started it as like a live stream. And he said, okay, if, I don't know, 1,000 people watch this, I'll color my hair. But you know, every person that watches, they have to donate something. It turned out a couple thousand people tuned into this. And they were freaking out as more people got in. He didn't think any of this would actually happen. But... And all the money that he raised, he's donating it right back to his employees, and he's become a thing, you know?
I'm saying, I mean, what a genius way to capitalize on something that's so huge right now.
Of course.
Right? And it's like, I just raised my employees some money. Here you go.
Man,
love that so much.
It's beautiful.
Real quick, though, Chipotle is doing something awesome. They are giving away 100,000 free burritos to healthcare workers next week. I'm sure they really appreciate this because, you know, not they haven't been getting food, but they've been getting things like pizza and donuts and stuff like that. So it'd probably be nice for a little change up every now and then.
To get a good hearty meal, you know?
I'm saying, who doesn't love a good burrito? Although I do feel for one another that's working there.
I do.
Burritos, bean, especially if it's a bean burrito. Bad joke. Never mind. Let's move on.
Was that a fart joke, Mandy? Was that a fart joke?
I was trying to throw some humor in there, but it backfired on me because I'm not good at telling jokes.
Oh, backfire like a fart. Hey, another one. Nobody likes it when you backfire.
All right, so we've got 10 more of these awesome positive news stories. They're posted to our Facebook page each and every day. You can like it, love it, share with all your friends. Just, you know, just spread that positivity, you know?
Yes.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all new Hits 106.3.
I have some breaking news for you this morning, Jimmy.
Oh.
News.
This is a quarantine news flash.
Jimmy, I have to tell you, there is a 5-year-old running loose this morning. I just spoke with the father, and he says that the little one is refusing to take a bath.
Wow.
The situation is currently unfolding.
You're getting this live from...
Yeah,
wow.
Live action.
Where are you reporting from?
I'm reporting from Casa de Mandy.
Thank you, Mandy, our reporter in the field, for reporting from Casa de Mandy.
Jimmy.
Hold on. I'm just getting this in. One of our other correspondents also has a live update from the field. Let's go. Who is Bobby? Let's go to Bobby.
Hey, it's Bobby reporting live from Georgetown. my 5-year-old keeps peeing on the toilet seat and not coming right after him and sit on it. Back to you, Mandy and Jimmy.
Oh, thank you, Bobby. Wow, that was a great live report. That's a this again our quarantine news flash,
I'm saying that's a tough day for old Bobby.
Hold on, wow, this is a very, very, very busy morning. We've actually got one of our other field reporters out. We're going to go out again.
Thanks, Mandy and Jimmy. This is Megan. My coworker just coughed up a hairball in my shoe. That's what's going on. Back to you guys.
Good news, Megan, is you have time to clean it up.
Yeah, right. Maybe you can call your supervisor and they can come and clean it up.
Yeah.
I like these quarantine news flashes. I like this.
I'm telling you, we'll keep you updated as all these unfold during the day.
You know, we're going to break the news live to you right here.
Love those reports. If you have a quarantine news flash from where you are, we'd love for you to call our hotline at 859-474-5031. We will update you on as many stories as we possibly can for our quarantine news flashes right from your own home. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
All right, so if you're feeling a little stressed out from the coronavirus, a neuroscientist in the UK has put out a list of songs that can supposedly reduce this stress up to 65%. The list was actually released a while back, but it's actually making its rounds again. And here, well, obviously for a big reason right now, right?
Yeah, that would make sense to go ahead and release it all to the public so we know what we can listen to.
So do we want to hear what number 3 is?
Ooh, number 3?
Best song to relieve the COVID-19 stresses?
Yeah, this is a DJ Shaw, Mellomaniac. Here you go. It's smooth.
Okay.
It's got a little rhythm to it. There's no words.
Doesn't have any words.
No, that's the thing, is there's no words to any of these songs that are supposedly stress relievers.
All right, so what's the number 2 song?
Number 2 is Airstream Electra.
Oh,
I like that. This one's got the little heartbeat in the background, kind of.
I feel like I'm in a waiting line to get on a ride at Disney. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ooh, see, it's got drops of nature in the background. See, that one's good. Yeah, I like that one a lot more. So if that's number 2, I can't imagine how good number 1 is. That's crazy.
Number 1.
This is by Marconi.
It's going to make us feel weightless.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. It's called Weightless. It's by Marconi Union. How do you feel?
I don't know if I could listen to this. How long is it? A minute?
6.5 hours long.
Oh!
Yeah.
I could not.
Yeah. You have to sit through the whole symphony. I mean, I get why these are on there. I mean, it's the tones in the background. They're supposed to kind of get you to where you think about that and you put your mind on that and it relaxes you and it kind of helps you fall asleep. Like a metronome kind of sound.
I like number 2 myself.
Yeah, me too. So maybe we can start playing these in the background as we're talking, just so people subconsciously like, wow, my stress is gone. So.
Down, way down.
You're welcome.
Oh, goodness. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
In these times we are in, a lot of musicians and very talented people have a lot of time on their hands to create masterpieces. And that is what Peter Holland, who is a YouTube musician, he's trying to remind people to wash your hands. So, you know, we saw the Baby Shark. They redid their thing to wash your hands.
Yeah, that was glorious.
So this one, he basically has made parody songs of all the top songs. He did Billie Eilish. He did Fall Out Boy. He's done Lil Nas X. So this is just the beginning of his video. It's so awesome.
We need good high to keep living.
It's pretty good. It's 4 minutes long, and he does all these songs. It's Peter Hollins on YouTube. And
that's really awesome.
And there's a music video for this whole thing, too. This isn't just an audio recording. This guy went all out, and it doesn't even have a million views yet. This needs to catch on, and when it does, oh, this is going to be huge. It's been out a couple days, probably a week, but this is really cool, and I thought it's just something that, like, the talent that some people have, you know what I mean?
That's like, awesome. How did he put that on TikTok? Because I feel like then it will get a million views.
Well, I think there's probably clips of it on TikTok. I think it's too long to put on there, but...
Well, yeah, I just mean, like, shorter clips on TikTok, because then it'll actually reach, you know, the kids, like my daughter, who rolls her eyes every time I'm like, did you wash your hands? Did you put sanitizer on? And she's like... Excuse me?
Yeah, and also YouTube's so stupid. TikTok's where it's at.
That's right.
YouTube sucks. Anyway, so we'll share this to our Facebook page so you can find it there. It's going to be a nice day today. It's going to be around 60 with sunshine. Yesterday was kind of cloudy most of the day, so today will be nice. Around 60.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. We've got Tell Me Something Good, positive news stories to put a smile on your face. It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Tell me something good.
All right, so two healthcare workers in Pennsylvania decided to skip their dream wedding and go ahead and get married on their back deck instead. This is really, really super sweet, and I feel like this is becoming a reality to a lot of people out there. And, Jimmy, it might soon become your reality. You don't know.
Well, this is like prime wedding season from now until the end of August. Mine's in June, and it's starting to look like this might have been being what you have to do.
This is really cute. Neighbors dressed up and watched from their yards. The couple actually set up a computer on the back porch so their family and friends could watch online. They even had the officiant video conference in. They posted the video of the vows on Facebook. Here at the end of the video, you can hear the guy telling them, you know, you can finally unmute your microphones. Check this out.
It is my privilege as minister by the authority given to me by the state of California and the Universal Life Church. I now pronounce that you are husband and wife. Family, you may unmute your microphones. And Donald, you may kiss your wife.
So sweet. It's a little awkward, but it's so sweet.
It really is sweet. And, you know, the bride and groom, they just look so beautiful, especially regarding the circumstances. You know, it was on their back porch, but at least it was in a place that they, you know, loved and they can call home.
Exactly.
I totally get why these two healthcare workers would go ahead and do this, because you just don't know, especially with the whole COVID-19 pandemic going on, and they are healthcare workers. You just don't know. So I'm really happy for them. And this is such a sweet, wonderful story. It's posted on our Facebook, so you can actually watch the video from there. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
Little update on Costco. They have announced new hours and social distancing guidelines during the coronavirus outbreak. So customers that are 60 and older or with physical disabilities, you will now be able to shop at a special set of hours from 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. This is for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And all the stores in the U.S. will be closing during the week at 6:30 p.m. For the foreseeable future. They didn't really put a date on it, just kind of indefinitely. That's what this will go to.
Okay, I gotcha.
And also, this is a little less serious news. Lindsay Lohan, guess what she did while we're all quarantined at home? She gave us a little present.
I'm scared to
ask. She gave us a teaser for her new single, and it's glorious, or it's something.
Oh, but I know that everything changes. All things turn to basics. Now I'm coming back to me. To me.
You know, it's actually not terrible.
It's not terrible. I mean, she can sing. It's just she, you know, pulled like an 07 Britney and went all kinds of crazy. And so we're all like, what's she going to do next?
She's really into the EDM scene, which that, I mean, when you, all you need with that is a good beat. No one listens to the words like Party Rock Anthem and LMFAO when they were huge. No one cared what they were saying. It was just the beat made you want to dance. So
that's true.
That's what she was
going.
It's
not terrible. It's not terrible.
Not compared to the other songs that she's released kind of recently. Also, Tiger King is still in everyone's timelines everywhere, which I give it, I don't know, about a week to, how much longer do you think till we're tired of Tiger King? I'm kind of almost to the point now where I'm overhearing about it. Maybe that's because we caught on to it early-ish and we watched it like a week ago.
Yeah, true.
O.J. Simpson watched Tiger King, and he decided to go to Twitter and let everyone know what he thinks about Carol Baskin, who allegedly may have killed her husband. And it's awesome. Isn't it odd that O.J. would comment anyway? So here's what he had to say.
Tiger King. Well, yesterday I watched this show, and oh my God, is America in this bad a shape? I watched about six episodes of this show, and I couldn't even believe what I was looking at. White people, what's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone. The show is crazy, but it's so crazy you kind of keep watching. One thing I will say, there's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Tsushima right now.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
Thanks, OJ.
Why you gotta call us out?
Hey, OJ, I think you should be the last one, allegedly, to comment on whether or not someone has done something to someone they love.
Like, he's gonna accuse Carol Baskin, which we all think she's guilty anyways, but he's gonna accuse her and say that she fed them to the tigers. And he called us crazy because we're watching it. Excuse me, but we watched you drive your Bronco across the interstate for how long?
Yeah.
Don't get me started on OJ.
Yeah. So there's that. This whole time I'm like, I just wonder what OJ Simpson thinks about this. So now I'm glad that we got that.
It just turns out we're all crazy and we like to watch comical things.
Yeah. Duh. OJ, where have you been? This is not, hello. Teen Mom has been on for 25 years. The Bachelor's on season 60. What are we talking about?
Oh my God.
Anyways. It's going to be a nice day outside today. Go outside and don't watch TV shows. Go outside today. Play. Socially distant, of course, but it's going to be around 60 with sunshine today.
All right, so we've got second date update. This is one of my personal favorites.
Oh,
I love it so much. It's where Gerard pretty much gets a little offensive because of something he found in her house. This, get ready for it. It's coming at you.
You thought Tiger King was intense. This will, yeah, okay.
This is happening just before 7:35 right here on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. Good morning, Megan. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
So tell us what's going on.
So a couple weeks ago, I met this really great guy. His name is Gerard. And last week, he finally asked me out for drinks, and we went for drinks. It was really nice. We laughed. We joked around. And I felt a spark, so I invited him back to my place. We went back to my place, and I was, hoping we'd have a little fun. And as soon as we got there, his face changed, and he said that his stomach wasn't feeling well.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, maybe it was something we ate. And I said, are you sure? Is there something I can give you? He's like, no, I just need to go home, but I'll keep in touch. I'll be in touch with you. And he left as soon as he possibly could. And I thought, I got a little worried. So I called the next day to see if he was okay. He didn't call me back. And then I texted him a couple times
and nothing.
He still didn't get back to me. So it's been about a week and I haven't heard from him at all.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's see what's going on with old Gerard, shall we?
Okay.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Gerard?
Yeah, this is Gerard.
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We do a morning show here. I wanted to see how you were feeling. I actually heard that you got pretty sick on your date the other night.
well, thank you. Actually, I'm feeling fine.
Really? Megan, who you went out with, said that you kind of ran out pretty quick. You weren't feeling well.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You would, too, if you saw what I saw.
Okay, so what did you see? That definitely piques my interest.
Well, yeah, she's got, like, six cats.
So you're not, like, a cat guy? There's nothing wrong with six cats, I mean, right?
No, cats are fine. And she even called herself a cat lady while we were on our date, and I was like, okay, whatever. But these cats were dead.
What? She had dead cats in her place?
Yeah, dead and stuff, and just sitting there all over her living room, like six or seven cats.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's crazy. So they were stuffed.
Totally. I immediately got the psycho vibe, and I freaked out, and I said, my stomach hurts, and I got in my car, and I peeled out.
Wow, okay. Well, let's find out what this cat lady has to say about this. Megan?
I can't believe this. Are you being serious right now? They're not just dead cats lying around. These are my babies. Oh my. They've been taxidermied. It's hygienic. What is wrong with you?
They're preserved. I get it. So they were your cats? Like, you owned them at one point?
So these are all my babies since I was born. I've always loved cats. And when they die, I don't have the heart to give them away or give them up or bury them or burn them or whatever people do with cats.
Okay.
So I taxiderm it. Okay. And they're with me for the rest of my life.
Insane.
You're insane. That's not insane. Have you ever loved a pet?
Okay, so Megan, please tell me you don't stuff these yourself, right?
No, of course not. I go to a professional taxidermist.
Okay. So, Megan, were you going to hook up with Gerard before he left?
Well, that's the thing. I don't understand. Like, we had a really good vibe going. I was like, yeah, you know, I thought this dude would just be happy with the fact that he's going to get some. He's going to get lucky.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't do that.
Okay.
That was too weird.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to throw this out there. I feel like, Gerard, a lot of guys in your situation probably would have just sucked it up if they thought they were actually going to get lucky, maybe. Am I wrong? I'm probably wrong, huh?
Yeah, you're wrong. I mean, honestly, I don't know if I psychologically could have done it with, you know, those cold, dead eyes looking at me the whole time.
Oh, my.
They do not have cold, dead eyes. They are brilliant and they're beautiful.
I was talking about you.
Oh, my.
Oh, nice. Very nice. You know what? I'm so glad we didn't hook up. You don't deserve me. You deserve someone with no heart.
Well, I'm just going to say that I am assuming it's best that you guys didn't hook up, and there's not going to be a second date, correct?
Oh, yeah.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Not with him.
All righty, then.
Okay, are they gone?
Yeah, they're gone. They're gone.
What? I am totally on his side. If I even, like,
really?
I don't care if I thought I was going to get lucky 15 times. Gone forever. Bye.
That is kind of a lot.
That is
eight cats.
Are you serious? And they're stuffed?
I mean, people do it all the time. You
no.
have animals.
Crazy
you have...
people do it.
No,
psychopaths.
You don't. They have elephant heads or they have tiger heads.
Way different than stuffing your pet cat.
Okay.
Way different.
So would one be okay, you think?
No.
Okay. Well, it's probably best
weird.
They didn't work out. Okay.
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3, and it is time
for Crazy Stories But True. See, we always like to do the positive stories, but we also like to bring you the craziness also to kind of give you a good giggle.
Yeah, you got to mix it up every now and then.
Although this one might make you cringe a little bit. You know, there's a shortage in toilet paper, right?
Of course.
Well, there just happened to be a semi-truck trying to deliver thousands of rolls of toilet paper.
Oh,
it crashed and burst into flames in North Texas.
Oh, no.
The good news is the driver is okay. But unfortunately for the toilet paper rolls, I mean, you can see them scattered all over I-20.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate.
It says that the truck and its cargo was burned extensively. So I guess the toilet paper is a no-go, unfortunately.
Like, what are we going to do? We need the toilet paper.
At least the driver was okay. So that's good. No one was hurt, just the toilet paper.
Right. And real quick, in other toilet paper news, a Florida man hung
more.
A giant replica of a toilet paper roll between two trees in his front yard to kind of poke fun at the nationwide hysteria over the toilet paper. It's actually pretty
it's
comical seeing this huge toilet paper roll hanging.
It's hanging like 30 feet up in the air between two giant palm trees, and this is like a massive roll of toilet paper. This guy really went above and beyond.
He actually spray painted his arts and crafts business right on it.
Oh.
Who would wonder? Which is kind of genius. Get a little marketing in there.
Free advertising.
You know?
For yourself, I guess.
We've got these stories. We'll post them to our Facebook page. That story might be crazy.
But it's true.
But it's true. We got more of your crazy stories, but true. Next one, dealing with this confused woman during her, you know, whole video chat conferencing thing that's all the rage these days.
Very awkward.
We'll do it next. Right now, we got some Lizzo for you. It's Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
We are back with your crazy stories, but true.
This has to do with another Zoom conference, a virtual meeting, whatever you want to call it. We did one last week about the lady who went to the toilet. She went potty while she was on the video call. This one's just as uncomfortable. Not really, but it's pretty funny. The political director at People for the American Way, they had a little video conference. She spent her entire work call as a potato. She downloaded some kind of software on her computer or something, and it put a virtual filter on her, and the background of her video was dirt, and she was a brown potato with her eyes, ears, nose, and mouth on there. And
yeah, they were all moving when she would talk to you. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And she said, I tried to figure it out, but I just gave up and just stayed as a potato for the rest of the call. Her coworker took a screenshot of it, and it's only been liked over a million times. So she is now known as Mrs. Potato Face. Aww.
I think we should do all conference calls like that. Are you kidding me?
Yes, one should be. We should get a carrot. We maybe get a bunny rabbit. Maybe get a fox. Maybe get, you know, some celery sticks. We need to do this.
It's glorious.
Basically like an episode of VeggieTales is what it would end up being. That story might be crazy,
but it's true. Not in tune there.
It's okay. We tried.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
We do have to mention that today just happens to be National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
What?
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Yes.
That's my jam right there.
No, it's your jelly, actually.
Oh, I know what my kids will be having for lunch today. I'll be like, what? It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. You have to have this today.
Yeah, what are you, not an American? How dare you?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Not in my house. That's what I would say to my non-kids.
Peanut butter and jellies are your favorite, so I know you're going to eat at least 10 today.
I love. You know what I've started doing is toasting the bread first and then making peanut butter and jelly? Come on, get out of my face. It's so good. You're welcome for that, everyone listening. Try it. So good.
Okay, so there you go. Do what Jimmy said.
Yes.
We've got some news with Miss Taylor Swift. She's doing some really awesome things for healthcare workers. We'll tell you all about it right after Miss Taylor Swift. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
I would be complex.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. That was Taylor Swift. And speaking of Taylor Swift, Mandy, you had talked about something awesome that she did. She actually has given money to the Grimy's new and pre-loved music record shop in Nashville to help keep the store open. She's basically paying the salary and the health care for all of the employees at this vintage record store in Nashville.
I love it.
And what's
good
even
for her for doing that.
What's even cooler about this is the store's owner said she had no idea Taylor Swift even knew who we were. She was like, we're not expecting this. I was thinking, oh, you know, Taylor got her start in Nashville. She used to be country. Maybe she knows it. But the store's co-owner was like, we were not expecting this at all. We don't know. I've never met Taylor.
So that's really awesome. I like how some celebrities are choosing different ways to donate money.
Right. It's really, really cool how so many have stepped up to the plate to do this. But a not so good story yesterday was, of course,
April Fools.
And
which was canceled, by the way. I think it was all like, need to chill on the April Fool's joke.
Yeah, I didn't see any of it. Normally, April Fool's, you see people posting, oh my gosh, we're pregnant, and then they're not. Those kind of things. But there was someone, one of the K-pop members, sparked outrage. He posted something with him wearing a face mask saying that he had contracted the coronavirus. And
why would you do that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you doing? And then he came out later, and people were mixed whether or not he was joking or raising awareness. He said that he posted it, and he doesn't have it, but he posted it to raise awareness to people because in the post he said, I contracted it because of my own negligence. I wasn't listening to what authorities were saying. So he said he posted it to make people aware, like, oh my gosh, this can happen to anyone. Other people are saying he did it as a joke. It landed flat on its face and was not funny, and so he's trying to backtrack. But there was always going to be one person. Most people were like, no, we just chill on April Fool's, but there's always someone for everything.
I did what now?
For everything. There's just always one person that's like, oh, I'm going to do it. I'll be the funny one.
No, yeah, I you know what? I didn't see
hardly any. Actually, I don't recall seeing any April Fool's pranks on social media.
I saw one, but it's in the sports world. The guy that directs the UFC, the owner, said he like put together a fake fight that was going to happen with Conor McGregor, but that it wasn't really an April Fool's joke. It was just those kind of things are fine, but when you go this far, like that's come on, get out of here with
that's
that.
Too much.
That's too much. You're doing too much. It's going to be a nice day outside today, though. So go outside, get some fresh air. It's going to be around 60 this afternoon. We even got some sunshine this morning.
Woohoo! I love some vitamin D.
Get that vitamin D.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.
It is officially official. Justin Bieber has postponed his entire 2020 tour due to the global health crisis. Now, you probably automatically assumed that it was going to be canceled anyways, but it was kind of really just up in the air until now. He has postponed it. For this year, I believe he says, hold on to your tickets because they will be honored whenever we find out when we're going to reschedule them.
That's good. So the dates, or not the dates, but the locations of his tour will or should stay the same. They're just going to move all the dates. So if you have tickets for any of the shows, mm-hmm. like he said, hold on to them.
That's my understanding because, I mean, he wouldn't say hold on to your tickets if only some of them were going to be honored. So he's saying they will be honored as soon as the dates are rescheduled.
Yes, and I feel like all of these artists that are going on tours, like once everything gets safe and they really kick off all these tours, it's going to be huge because everyone's going to want to go and do live things to appreciate things again. So it's going to be big.
For sure. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3 with Billie Eilish right now.
It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3. It's going to be a nice Thursday, actually. Still a little chilly out this morning, but we will be around 60 this afternoon, and the sun's out today. Hooray!
Gotta love the sun. Hooray. And it's supposed to be nice this weekend, too, so at least we'll be able to get out and take a nice little walk and not freeze our tushies off.
I've heard that it's supposed to start to get warm here in the next couple weeks. That's what the
Thank
word
goodness for
what,
that. I'm ready for it.
Is. I'm saying.
All right, so we're officially done for today. It is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, so enjoy a delicious peanut butter and jelly.
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time!
You're dang right
it
is.
That song immediately makes me want to dance.
It does.
How is that? Is that a TikTok song? I was going to say, if it's not, how is it not one?
That song was out like a decade before TikTok. I don't know what you...
I know, but they need to bring it back. I'm going to bring it back.
You're all about you some TikTok now, huh?
I'm just trying to be relevant, Jimmy.
It's not that things are or aren't on TikTok. You can put that song on TikTok, but I don't know if it's become one of the big trends. You can take any song and put it in, like, you could make a video with a peanut butter and jelly song and upload it to TikTok. It's, you know, you can use any music of your own and put it on there. It's just songs more than others become the trends. I don't know why, but... Mm. Very head scratching when you're like, why is this a thing? Who started these? You know,
I would make it a trend if I did that song Peanut Butter Jelly Time, film myself making a peanut butter and jelly, and then I smash it into one of my kids' face, right?
Well, what do you got going on today? You doing anything? Are you stuck? Do you happen to be stuck at home and can't leave? I mean,
that's terrible. I could never bring myself to smash a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in their face.
That idea is one of the best ideas. That would be like one of the best TikToks ever made. Not even TikTok, just video. That'd be very good. I think you should do it. I don't have kids, or I would totally do it. Who's going to get you in trouble? Your kid's going to get you in trouble? Your kid's going to put you in timeout? Do it. Do it. Everyone else is doing it. Just do it.
Okay, sure.
Do it. Just don't tell
me. This is what peer pressure.
Yes, it is.
Sounds like.
As someone who doesn't have kids, telling someone else to do that, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not going to hurt them. You're just going to like place it on them. It's more of like a pie in the face thing.
Okay, I might try that. It depends on my mood later.
Oh, come on, we need it.
We hope you have a wonderful and safe afternoon. We'll be back again tomorrow. Enjoy a PB&J. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3.